Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and want you to know we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Well, as I sought the Lord, the message He gave me to share with you the next several days is break up your fallow ground. And that expression, fallow ground, is something we don't really use or hear very much anymore, but fallow means a field that is left uncultivated for a season. It's uncultivated to prepare it for a time of seeding. And in the prophet Hosea chapter 10, verses 12, we find these words. It's the word of the Lord to Israel, as well as to us today. The truths of God's word are timeless for any age, for any culture. And so let us hear what the word of the Lord is saying. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Let me share that again. Sow to yourself in righteousness. There's an analogy here of agriculture, of planting seed and reaping a harvest. And in this case, the Lord is using that analogy, if you will, that God's people back then, as well as today, we need to plant seeds of righteousness. And also, a twofold meaning of this next phrase, reap in mercy, that which we have invested, planted in others, let us be merciful. It can be directed outward, but also as we commit that exhortation, that command in the word of the Lord, what God is telling us, we also will reap the Lord's mercy. And beloved, we all need His mercy. None of us are without sin. And John says, if we think we are a liar. We make Him false. But a time is coming when we're with the Lord that sin will no longer reign in our mortal members. We will be like Jesus. We will have that glorified body. We will be with Him and be the family that was God's plan at the very beginning of time. So, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. So this talks about God's people entering into a time of preparation, of sowing, just like there is a time frame in the natural realm in our world today. In agriculture, a farmer will plant seeds and they don't spring up overnight. Sometimes thorns and weeds seem to do that. But healthy seeds take a time to germinate and grow and then bring forth whatever that seed is, whether it's corn or wheat or whatever it may be. So we are to sow to ourselves in righteousness, and as we do that, we will reap the Lord's mercy. The eyes of the Lord will be upon us, and as we break up fallow ground, that's fallow ground means it's not productive. It's just sitting there waiting. It has great potential. It is used to grow crops, but just like our human soul, where God is working, because our spirit man is perfect. We've been saved, born again, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Yet our soul nature, we have to mortify the deeds of the body. And as we do that, as we are seeking God, He is going to come and rain righteousness upon us. That's what Hosea 10:12. There's also another reference found to fallow ground in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, verse 3. And let me just share that with you. The King James says, "For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem," and that the same word of the Lord to us today, "break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." Other translations, the next says, "And to the men of Judah, to Jerusalem," this is the Lord's message, "yours to drive a new furrow, nor sow any longer among the briars." Another translation, Jervis says, "clean your ground thoroughly, sow nothing among thorns." Another translation, the Amplified says, "break up your ground left uncultivated for a season, so that you may not sow among thorns." God wants a productive harvest, and a farmer, that's what he wants. He doesn't want it overgrown with weeds. He wants a healthy crop. And also another translation says, "plow up the hardness of your hearts. Otherwise, the good seed will be wasted among the thorns." Praise God. So before we go any further, let's just ask the Lord to anoint His Word, to touch our hearts as we go into His Word, seeking to understand His heart and to acquire the truths of God's Word so that we may continue to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your Word which You have given to us. The Word of God is timeless, Lord. Heaven and earth, the Word of God says, will pass away, but Your Word will never pass away. It is the very mind and will of God, and we honor You. We thank You, Lord, for giving it to us. And we thank You, Lord, that You are going to cause this direction, this command, this exhortation to Your people. You did it to ancient Israel, You're doing it to us today, that we're to break up that hardened ground, that fallow ground, so that we may reap a crop in righteousness and of righteousness. And so, Lord, we thank You for this in Jesus' name. Praise God. So as we look at this scripture again, let me read Hosea 10:12. "Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up." That's the command. We are to do something if we want to see results, if we want to have the Lord's blessing, if we will, that's faith. If we come to God in faith and believe that He desires this for us, as we exert whatever strength we have. And you say, "Sister Glass, I'm not very strong. I've just been going through a very hard time." Well, God is a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's mindful of that. And He wants to give us everything that we need. The Word says He gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Not only our natural physical life, but the spiritual man, the spiritual life. So just rest in peace. Know that He's heard your cries. Some of you have just called out to God, "Lord, I have to have Your anointing. I have to have a new work of Your Spirit in my life. I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I'm hungering, Lord, for more of You." And so Israel, who at that point in time, this is what the prophet was addressing, they'd given themselves over to idolatry. And they're commanded, told, given a prophetic word from the mouth of God to act righteously, and if they do that, they will reap the reward thereof. And that, of course, is divine mercy, which far exceeds the mercy of man. His mercies are new every morning, praise God. His strength, His grace, all that we need. He's such a gracious, and He knows our frame. He knows the weakness of our flesh. And Jesus loved us so much, the Father loves us so much, that He allowed Jesus to be born in human flesh so that there could be such an identification with the human condition, man's condition. He knew what it was to be tired, to be weak, to be thirsty, to suffer pain, not just physical pain, which he surely did in a unfathomable way in the Garden of Gethsemane and his crucifixion, but also the emotional pain of rejections, the times that he was moved to tears. He would have wept over Jerusalem. He said, "How oft would I have gathered you as a hen or chicks, but you would not." How that grieved the heart of God. The very Messiah was in their midst, and they did not know him. In Luke, the chapter 6, verse 38, the word says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." So often we hear that in connotation with financial giving, but it really encompasses all giving. If we give unto the Lord all of our heart, I'm not talking about finances. It's true, absolutely, for finances. To do what he has blessed us to do, it's an expression of our love, our appreciation, but our time, beloved, our energies. How are we spending our lives before God? And what does God tell us? He spoke through the prophet Hosea. He tells us to break up our fallow ground, to remove their idols, their silly superstitions, and forsake their sins and seek the Lord. And this is a message for every age, beloved. We may not bow down to false images, but there are a lot of things that can take our attention, our energies, the idols of whatever kind of idolatry that we may make. It could be entertainment, it could be recreation, anything that would take our primary focus off of serving the Lord. Does he want us to live a life of strict asceticism? Of course not. He knew, he not only cried, but he rejoiced. He knew how to live a perfect human life, to experience all the depth of emotion. And so this message to us is a time for all of us to reflect on our walk with God, that as we seek God, as we sow to ourselves in righteousness, God will be merciful. He'll give us grace. He'll give us the strength to do whatever the Holy Spirit may be speaking to our hearts. What a wonderful promise. Let's claim that, beloved. Well, my time's gone, and we'll continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. Just been laying a foundation. I love you. Invite you to write. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.